All work in the kitchen stopped as Meriam, Abbess of Redwall, entered. Never appearing to walk, she glided in like a swan crossing a still lake. Meriam was tall for a mouse, slender and of middle seasons, though her great wisdom and serenity would have done credit to one twice her age. Clad in a simple long robe of pale green, belted by a soft white cord, paws folded into her wide sleeves, the Mother Abbess of Redwall radiated calm and respect to every beast around her. A rare fleeting smile hovered about her hazel eyes as she viewed the confection and said,
"A truly beautiful cake, Friar Bunfold."
Bunfold bowed, his chubby face glowing with pleasure.
"Thank you, ma'am. I had lots of good help to make it."
A brief nod passed between Bryony and the Abbess, who said,
"I would not doubt the truth of that, Friar. It might have spoiled in the oven whilst you were napping in the orchard had it not been for the vigilance of Toggart and our little flower Bryony."
The surprise on Bunfold's face was forestalled as Meriam continued speaking, lowering the tone of her voice.
"You are a good old friar. A little rest each noontide is not begrudged you, Bunfold. Leave this now. I am sure your helpers can prepare the festive food well enough. I need the wise counsel of yourself and Heartwood. Please accompany me to the gatehouse. Barlam has a visitor waiting there."
Friar Bunfold swiftly untied his apron and hung it up, wiping face and paws on a clean towel as he issued orders to Toggart.
"Could you make up a tray and bring it to the gatehouse, my friend? Hot mint tea, a flagon of cold fruit cordial, some of those scones we baked this morning. Oh, and a plate of the thin arrowroot and almond slices that the Abbess favours. There's a good mole."
"That I am, right away, Sir Bunny."
Toggart's words were lost upon Bunfold. He and Heartwood were scurrying off in the wake of Abbess Meriam, who was gliding away from them rapidly. Barlam was self-appointed as gatekeeper. The gatehouse was one of the few places he could carry out his recorder's duties in relative peace. A solid-looking squirrel named Suman often dropped by to chat with him, and he was headed there that day on Barlam's request to discuss the strange visitor's arrival. Suman arrived with the Abbess, and in his stout, no-nonsense way, held open the door for her, nodding curtly.
"Ma'am, 'tis a kestrel within your gatehouse. Don't be feared. I'm sure he means harm to no beast."
The Abbess gestured for Suman to enter.
"Mayhap you should hear what this bird has to say. Please come in with us, my friend."
When Bunfold and Heartwood arrived, they entered also, leaving the gatehouse door ajar. The fierce, handsome kestrel was perched on a chair back, watching all with keen golden eyes. As Meriam introduced herself and the others, the hawk watched them in silence, his head coming up sharply as a knock sounded on the door, followed by Toggart's voice.